Barry Soper, senior political correspondent with us. Barry, hello.
Good afternoon, Heather.
So we know that we're about 83% of us are going to get tax cuts, but we don't know how much. Is that right?
Well, no, we don't know how much. The bands of tax will be changed. That's the steps that tax basically kicks in. The 17% who won't be receiving it, obviously, the people who don't pay income tax, they're essentially beneficiaries and the like. Look, the revenue measures have been found, as Nicola Willis told a business audience in Silverstream this morning, $1.5 billion in savings have been found, and that's where government departments were told to find between 6.5 and 7.5%. The police and the Ministry for the Disabled, we know that the latter has been through quite a few problems at the moment, seeing the removal of Penny Simmons, the minister. They didn't reach the target, but Willis said in the case of the police, that was for pretty good reasons. I don't think anybody would disagree with that. The interesting aspect, though, to the speech this morning, Heather, was that Willis announced the re-establishment, you'd have to say, of a new standalone social investment agency. Now, the agency was first established by the last national government in 2017, but it was changed to the well-being, social well-being agency by Labor. She said the new agency will be effective from July the 1st. And she said that they'll tell the government through data what is the best area to invest in. It'll have a budget of $50.5 million, so it's quite a lot of money. She said she'll also be establishing a social investment board as a ministerial advisory committee. But look, Nicola Willis, she talked in Parliament this afternoon about what's behind her social investment agency.
The government redirects investment away from programs that are not delivering and into programs that are achieving, it can materially improve the lives of some of New Zealand's most vulnerable citizens. The government is resolved to do exactly that. Who wouldn't, if they could, invest to give a young child the opportunity to live a productive, rewarding life rather than a life of dependency and potentially crime? Data matters.
See, and you've got to remember, Heather, it's a social investment agency, and it will look broadly at the beneficiary system, of which is very large in this country.
Yeah. Hey, Barry, what do you make of these doubts about whether Tony Blakeley is the right guy to lead the Royal Commission to COVID?
Well, I know he's been on your program. He's based in Melbourne, and he's an esteemed epidemiologist. There's no doubt about that. But it's akin, in my view, to Anthony Carruthers being appointed the chair of TVNZ.
Alistair Carruthers.
Right. Being appointed the chair of TVNZ, along with the Film Commission chair, of which he's resigned from recently. I mean, a lot of search under the Official Information Act has taken place about Professor Blakeley's relationships and friendships with many of the key players in the COVID-19 response. Now, that's including Ashley Bloomfield, Professor Michael Baker, Nick Wilson, a number of them. He would say that, he played a role in government decision-making and helped to extend the life of the deeply controversial managed isolation and quarantine system, and also the decision to end it. And you remember there was so much controversy around that.
Yeah.
And I think there's a distinct conflict, but it's too late to change that now. The report back date was meant to be around now. That's been extended. It was extended by Labor until September this year. It has a secretariat of 31 full-time staff and a budget of about $18 million. They reckon it'll cost about $30 million. Now, Deborah Chalmers, QC, she once aired her view about it. She said it was like putting a rabbit in charge of the lettuce garden. To my mind, it's a bit like putting a brewer in charge of prohibition. I mean, you know, but that's Labor. It didn't seem to see anywhere there were conflicts.
Yeah. Barry, you've got a very short time now. Did you see? Did you see that Frank Bainimarama's gone to jail?
He has gone to jail. And he's gone to jail for a year. He will appeal it. And In fact, there are New Zealand and Australia judges on the Court of Appeal that oversees Fiji. But the irony in this, there's a bit of karma here, because you remember the Prime Minister that Frank Bainimarama deposed in 2006 was Lasenian Gerase. He himself was jailed for 12 months by Bainimarama's government to stop him standing again. So, yeah, what goes around comes around. Yes, yeah. Exactly, Heather. Thank you.
Oh, too bad for Frank. Hey, thank you very much, Barry. Appreciate it. Barry Soper, Senior Political Correspondent.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.